Apollo 11 Houston. Over.
Houston, Apollo 11, go ahead.
Roger, the Black Bugle just arrived with some morning news briefs, if you're ready.
Go ahead.
Roger. Okay. Church services around the world today are mentioning Apollo 11 in their prayers. President Nixon's worship service at the White House is also dedicated to the mission. And our fellow astronaut, Frank Borman, is still in there pitching and will read the passage from Genesis, which was read on Apollo 8 last Christmas. The Cabinet and members of Congress, with emphasis on the Senate and House Space Committees, have been invited along with a number of other guests. Buzz, your son Andy got a tour of MSC yesterday. Your Uncle Bob Moon accompanied him on the visit, which included the LRL. Among the...
Thank you.
Roger. Among the large headlines concerning Apollo this morning is one asking that you watch for a lovely girl with a big rabbit. An ancient legend says a beautiful Chinese girl called Chang'o has been living there for 4,000 years. It seems she was banished to the moon because she stole the pill of immortality from her husband. You might also look for her companion, a large Chinese rabbit, who is easy to spot since he is always standing on his hind feet in the shade of a cinnamon tree. The name of the rabbit is not reported.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye for the bunny girl.
Roger. You residents of the spacecraft Columbia may be interested in knowing that today is Independence Day in the country of Columbia. Gloria Diaz of the Philippines was crowned Miss Universe last night. She defeated 60 other girls for the global beauty title. Miss Diaz is 18 with black hair and eyes and measures 34 and one half, 23, 34 and one half. First runner-up was Miss Australia, followed by Miss Israel and Miss Japan. While you're on your way back Tuesday night, the American and National League All-Stars will be playing ball in Washington. Mel Stottlemyre of the Yankees is expected to be the American League's first pitcher. No one is predicting who will be first pitcher for the National League yet. They have 9 on the roster. Even though research has certainly paid off in the space program, research doesn't always pay off, it seems. The Woodstream Corporation, parent company of the Animal Trap Company of America, which has made more than a billion wooden spring mouse traps, reports that it built a better mouse trap, but the world didn't beat a door to its path to its door. As a matter of fact, the company had to go back to the old-fashioned kind. They said, we should have spent more time researching housewives and less time researching mice. And the Black Bugle is all completed for the morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the news.
Mm-hmm. Black Team will be looking for an interesting day with you all tomorrow.
Roger, we'll be going off here shortly, and we'll pick you up in the morning for sure.